Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Guy Garvey on six.
A circumpolar star. If ever I saw one.
One, two, you know what to do.
All right.
Get it out of the frame. I shake my leg on the ground like an epileptic battery man. I'm making my moves, letting loose like a bell. Little worse for wear, but I'm wearing it well. Tell me, what's wrong with a little grind and bump? When the stereos are rough with the kick, drum, punch. But you do it once, I'll be doing it again and again. You did it before, but you're more erratic than them. And you had a rough night, the vibe's just begun. Let a little bit of this pass with its done. Don't let it hold you back, but you already. No dead flowers gonna grow till the dirt gets wet. Put the elevator music on. Pull me back where I belong. Ambulance sings along. The fly on the wall doesn't know what's wrong. If I can forget myself, find another lie to tell. If I had a soul to sell, I'd buy some time to talk. In a bottle of pain, it's like the schoolhouse lights will never turn on again. Till the bottom wears off with these high-heeled boots. The body's on roof, some backbone roots. Everybody working hard till the yard's all clean. The dishes wash good in the washing machine. Now you brush your teeth and you comb back your hair. You drive your vehicle like you just didn't care. You walk into work with the boys and the girls, and you're doing it to death. It's the end of the world. Now there's everybody sweating, forgetting what's on their minds. With your hand like the mirror, you can see what's inside. When you're down and out, powdered, and there's nothing that's real. It's like a plastic heart, too amputated to feel. I got a soda can Bible song.
Particularly like the use of a touch tone telephone during that number, that was Beck and Elevator Music. Whereas. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone, I am as always in my little house in North Manchester, top of the shop in the attic, recording for you, where it's quite blustery and windy outside. In fact, if we kill the bed, I'll let you listen to it out in a sec. Oh, a sudden calm has come upon the region. Oh, that wasn't quite as dramatic as I was hoping for. Anyway, let's push on in the spirit of Cliff Richard at Wimbledon. Push on. Right, yeah, and all the usual features this week. I'm testing out my touring equipment. What I mean by that, that wasn't a euphemism. Oh dear, we get into trouble for that one. My touring equipment is the equipment I'm going to be making the show with while Elbow are on the road in the coming weeks, maybe even months, maybe even years. So despite being a mouse, I might be struggling with my technology a bit this week. If you hear any unusual bumps or clicks, you'll forgive me, I'm sure. All the regular features this week, Beckopedia will be dropping by and telling us what we need to know. Another snippet from the Desert Island Discs archive, another one from Spike Milligan this week. We'll be finding out what was going on in the world and what our hero Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1977 in the regular feature That Was the Sky at Night, that week that was. And what else have we got for you? Loads of stuff, it's nice. Music from T-Rex, The Walkmen, Howling Wolf, The Chieftains, Leonard Cohen, Randy Newman, Cream, Nina Simone. Oh, loads of people. They're just in the first hour. The first tune I'm going to play this week, though, is by Giant Sand. The groove of that elevator music that I just played you by Beck got me thinking of this song. This is Temptation of Egg. Giant Sand, ladies and gentlemen.
Shape of a woman, temptation of egg. Hearing Gitchy Gumi, the notion coming to me. Lucky Louisiana. Of a woman, temptation of hey. I wake up with something in my I like the way you stuck in my eye. I like the way my eye stashes. What's the shape of a woman? The temptation of a shape of a woman. Temptation.
Clinky bit at the end, my old friend Hal Gelb, otherwise known as Giant Sand, and that was Temptation of Egg. If you're after that album, it's from the album Chore of Enchantment, that's C-H-O-R-E, Chore of enchantment. I recommend any and all of Howie Gelb's music. A wonderful man, and a dazzling wit lyrically as well. I think he's fantastic. We've not heard from My Brightest Diamond in a while. This next song's called Disappear, and it was a Song for Guy recommendation from Sarah Beckley. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, it is so very cleverly titled, isn't it? Then it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's the address to email me on with all of your attitude and platitudes. Give me all your complaints, give me all your praise, lavish them upon me. So My Brightest Diamond, I absolutely love this lady's voice, absolutely spellbinding. I particularly like during this song the way that she drops into a regional accent and just speaks the odd word. It's lovely. Once again, My Brightest Diamond, as recommended by Sarah Beckley, this is Disappear.
Like this.
Great, eh? That was My Brightest Diamond and Disappear. Once again, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. If you have any song for Guy recommendations, try and base your recommendations on the music I play on the show and the music I make with my band Elbow, and try and make them recommendations rather than requests. Try and go for something that you think I won't have heard before, because as time goes on, the more music I've discovered through the listeners to the show, it's a lovely position to be in. Time now, however, for the greatest radio item ever to be broadcast. Time now for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1977, I just celebrated my third birthday. And also, in architectural news, the topping out ceremony was held this week for the NatWest Tower in London. At 600 feet, this was the tallest building in the UK and remained so until 1990. In international news, in India, Mrs. Gandhi's ruling Congress party lost the general election to the Janata Party. Both Mrs. Gandhi and his son, Sanjay, lost their seats. In police news, the new Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police took up his post this week. He was former Chief Constable of Strathclyde, David "The Hammer" McNee. Presumably he got his nickname through DIY pursuit, something like that, eh? In royal news, in Australia, the Queen was warmly welcomed in Tasmania, but had a more torrid time in Sydney, where she was hit by a placard thrown by a Republican demonstrator. But to cheer her up, back here, Jubilee crowns went on sale this week. Not souvenir headgear, you understand, but 25p coins minted in honour of the Queen's Silver Jubilee. In amphibian news, animal lovers in, let me get this now, Landrindod Wells? Set up a special patrol to help local toads cross the road on their way to spawning grounds in a nearby lake. Okay, and in transport news, the Pioneer Run from Epsom to Brighton was held this week. This was a motorcycle run for machines built before 1914, and apart from the war years, it was held every year since 1930. In music news, Pink Floyd played the first of six sold-out nights at Empire Pool, Wembley. Meanwhile, T-Rex played their final gig when they appeared at the Locarno in Portsmouth. More music news, and after being with the label for just 6 days, the Sex Pistols were fired by A&M this week in 1977 after pressure from other artists on the label. This despite the label having already paid the band £75,000 and having pressed 25,000 copies of the band's new single, God Save the Queen. In more music news, The Clash and Elvis Costello both released their debut singles this week. Elvis's Less Than Zero failed to chart, but The Clash's White Riot got as high as number 38 in the charts. Even more music news, famous musical grump Lou Reed was banned from playing the London Palladium this week because of his punk image. I bet that cheered him up no end. What else was happening? TV news, jazz pianist Oscar Peterson was halfway through the run of his own BBC Two series, Oscar Peterson Presents. I didn't even know this existed. His guests this week were guitarist Joe Pass and John Williams. Other guests in the series included Sasha Distel, Wayne Sleep, Anthony Burgess and The Chieftains. Fantastic. We're going to play The Chieftains later on. Some T-Rex immediately after this. After this item. But before then, more important than anything else that happened in 1977, including my birthday, in Patrick Moore news this week on The Sky at Night, Patrick and Arthur Cross discussed the maps based on photos from the Mariner 10 space probe that the latter had drawn of the planet Mercury. And that was The Sky at Night, That Week That Was. We'll be right back. was, of course, T-Rex and 20th Century Boy. I once interviewed Tony Visconti on this very show, and he claimed that everything T-Rex did was actually him. There you go, a revelation.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. What we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Regular listeners will know that my favourite band of the moment are The Walkmen. I've been following them for the last couple of years, but I think their last album, Lisbon, is just their crowning glory. And I've been to see them live 3 times, I think, over the past few months. Amazing band. Do listen to The Walkmen. This is from a previous album called You and Me. It's called On the Water, and I think it's gorgeous. Amazing, isn't it? From the album You and Me, that's The Walkmen, and On the Water. Do catch them. I wonder if they're playing any festivals this summer. I sincerely hope so. They're amazing. Howlin' Wolf next. This song, Spoonful, the first version I remember hearing was the Cream version of the song. And we're going to play some Cream in a little while. But this has got some gritty authenticity to the performance in the vocal. The Walkmen have a gritty authenticity too. But yeah, it's something I require from my male vocalists. Anyway, here's Howlin' Wolf. This song for Guy was recommended by Richard Shears. Thanks for this, Rich. This is The Amazing Spoonful. Spoonful, as recommended by Richard Shears. Time now to dip into the BBC archive and emerge clutching in our fist a bit of wonderful audio. I love the fact that all this stuff's recorded for us to pore over. I'm thinking about the Oscar Peterson programme that was shown on BBC Two that I knew nothing about. I wonder if that exists in the archive. That's a hint to my crack production team at BBC North to see if they can go and find anything of that Oscar Peterson special on BBC Two. If it was in great nick, you could put it out again, couldn't you? And everyone could enjoy it together. I didn't even know he had his own TV programme. Amazing. Anyway, this is a snippet from Spike Milligan's Desert Island Discs.
Terence Allen Patrick, who started calling you Spike?
In the Gunners, in the Army.
It's a traditional name for Milligan, isn't it?
I presume so. I don't know. It's completely... Mind, there's another guy called Spike Deans in the regiment as well.
In those days in Bexhill, with nothing much to do, you and your mates began to evolve a new and rather desperate type of humour.
Yes, it was. I think the seeds of this goon here started to implement itself then. Yes.
Where did the word goon come from?
From the Popeye cartoon at the time. Popeye had these long creatures called goons who had no faces, just two eyes, and they had Torx bubbles with rubbish inside. You know.
How many programmes were there of the Goon Show altogether?
I don't know. It must have been over 150, I think.
You must have pretty well written yourself out on that. It was a terrific chore.
Well, that's why I stopped. I thought, we can't go on like this.
Mm-hmm. You'd done all the work, but Peter and Harry soared up to international stardom, leaving you a bit behind. Did that worry you at the time?
Yes, it did. When it all finished, I was sort of an unemployed scriptwriter, and Peter, of course, had done well in the film world, and Harry had done well on the stage. And I had no confidence at all. I still have very lack of confidence. And I thought, I've got to do something. So I thought, I think I'm a good clown. I thought, I must be a good clown, and I'm going to push myself. So we did this play called Oblomov, which was terrible. So I ad-libbed the whole thing, and it became a great hit in London.
Well, you've diversified and made a success of all those jobs I listed at the beginning.
I'm a clown, really, though. I think I'm a jobbing clown. That's what I am.
In the meantime, your second record.
My second record. Jesse Owens doing the 100 yards at Burnley. No. My second one is A Woman of Ireland by the Chieftains. So I think it was composed especially for the film Barry Lyndon.
Well, I love that piece of music. That's The Chieftains and Woman of Ireland, as chosen by Spike Milligan. And if you've never seen the film that was written for, Barry Lyndon, I think it's a Stanley Kubrick film. It's absolutely amazing. It's like a moving painting. Really astonishing film. Very funny as well. It's funny listening to that then, listening to that piece of music. Very, very traditional Irish music like that used to kind of make me shudder a bit. And it's funny how, as the years go on, stuff that used to make me shudder as a young man, I'm starting to appreciate more and more. There was something really earnest about that melody and the way it was being played by all those different instruments there. I never would have thought I would like Irish traditional music, and suddenly, here I go, wanting to know a bit more. Could you recommend some more traditional Irish stuff? I want really gritty stuff like that by the Chieftains there. Obviously, I know the Pogue stuff, and I love Shane McGowan's writing, but if you've got any recommendations, I'll tell you what makes me scared of it, the often cheesy sort of edge that it can have. Give me some gritty stuff, give me some recommendations. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. So, there seems to be a theme emerging this hour. It seems to be authenticity. There's nothing more touching than Leonard Cohen's words from various positions. This is The Night Comes On. An amazing song.
I went down to the place where I knew she lay waiting, under the marble and the snow. I said, Mother, I'm frightened, the thunder and the lightning, I'll never come through this alone. She said, I'll be with you, my shawl wrapped around you, my hand on your head when you go. And the night came on, it was very calm. I wanted the night to go on and on. but she said, go back, go back to the world. We were fighting in Egypt when they signed this agreement that nobody else had to die. There was this terrible sound. My father went down with a terrible wound in his side. He said, try to go on, take my books, take my gun. Remember, my son, how they lied. And the night comes on, it's very calm. I'd like to pretend that my father was wrong, but you don't want to lie. Not to the young. We were locked in this kitchen. I took to religion, and I wondered how long she would stay. I needed so much to have nothing to touch. I've always been greedy that way. But my son and my daughter climbed out of the water, crying, Papa, you promised to play. And they lead me away to the great surprise. It's Papa, don't peek, Papa, cover your eyes. And they hide in the world. Now I look for her always. I'm lost in this calling. I'm tied to the threads of some prayer, saying, when will she summon me? When will she come to me? What must I do to prepare? When she bends to my longing like a willow, like a fountain, she stands in the luminous air. And the night comes on, it's very calm. I lie in her arms, she says, when I'm gone, I'll be yours. Yours for a song. Now the crickets are singing, the vesper bell's ringing, the cat's curled asleep in his chair. I'll go down to Bill's bar, I can make it that far, and I'll see if my friends are still there. Yes, and here's to the few who forgive what you do, and the fewer who don't even care. And the night comes on, it's very calm. I want to cross over, I want to go home. But she said, go back to the world.
One of the lyrics from that song makes Mrs. Badger cry when he describes his children hiding in the world. Oh dear, that gets to me now, thinking about it. Luke Hegarty's been in touch. Let me see if I can find his email. It's not that one. It's not that one. Here it is. Luke's in Salford, and he says, my name's Luke, and we met each other outside the RNCM at Everything Everything's Orchestral gig. I used the opening gambit, do you know Joe Dadel, in fear of being cheeky and receiving a right hook from a gentleman who looked just like you. I do know Joe Dadel. He's the gentleman that orchestrated a load of Elbows music for a collaboration with the Halle Orchestra we did a couple of years ago. That might have been the greatest night of my life, actually, or the greatest afternoon of my life. It was something else. Anyway, Luke goes on to recommend When She Loved Me by Randy Newman. He says, it's used in Toy Story 2 as a backdrop to Jessie's story before being abandoned. It's heart-wrenching. Best of luck with the European tour, and I might see you knocking around Blueprint in the future. Best wishes, Luke. Thanks for getting in touch, Luke. This is a very short but very beautiful piece of piano music. This is Randy Newman and When She Loved Me. Once again to Luke Hegarty for recommending that. That was Randy Newman and When She Loved Me.
BBC Six Music.
Welcome to the world of Tom Ravenscroft.
The land full of radness, wickedness, amazingness, and mad love. But I don't think we talk about safety quite enough on this programme. You might want to hang out there. I'm definitely going to be there. If you reckon you've heard a better record this week, you're lying. Take a trip with me to my world. I'm not sure that sounds that appealing.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Well, there you are. You're listening to Wonky Tom.
Every Friday night from 9. BBC Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
So, as promised, some Cream now from a collection called I Feel Free, which to my mind is pretty much the best that Cream had to offer. It's got all the best numbers on there. This song's called NSU, and I imagine them putting it together, and I think if you're short of a few lyrics for a vocal, then why not just yarl at the top of your voice? Great, that was Cream and NSU. Absolutely bonkers. Bonkers is quite a radio word, isn't it? Bonkers. Cream reminds me of working at Manchester Roadhouse. That's on Newton Street. Still the premier unsigned music venue in Manchester. Me and most of the members of Elbow worked there for many years under the wonderful Catherine Anna Mountain. Katie was our boss for some time and she's our very, very good friend now. In fact, our first Mercury nomination resides in the Roadhouse office because when we got our first record deal, four of us left the Roadhouse on the same day. We quit our day jobs, quite literally, and left Katie short-staffed. And when we lost our first deal a year later, she gave us all our jobs back. That's the kind of lady she is. Lots of love to Katie. And yeah, Cream reminds me of sweeping the floor at Manchester Roadhouse. I used to put it on the PA when the club was empty, really loud. Especially Born Under a Bad Sign. That is one of the best sweeping up records ever. If you have any recommendations for sweeping up music, or indeed ironing music, let us know. John Osborne's been in touch. I don't think it's the John Osborne. He says, "So, Guy, I was listening to some Elbow B-sides the other day when I came across Strange Ways to Holcombe Hill in 4 minutes 20. I remember going to Holcombe Hill as a kid. I used to live in good old Bury and going straight up the middle on a shortcut through all the ferns. I love it when I can relate to a song, which brings me to my Guy recommendation. Cinnamon by Nina Simone." And that's, I need to point out, it's Cinnamon as in a man who sins, not as in cinnamon the spice. He says it's a very good head swaying kind of song. Thanks, John. To let you know, if you're not from the region, Holcombe Hill is kind of a beacon point. It's got the Peel Monument, which is like a tower. It's in the middle of Lancashire's hills. And all the way out past Blackburn, you can see Holcombe Hill, and I use it as somewhere that we recognise as home. When Elbow first formed, the first band emergency we coped with was up Holcombe Hill. We went up there to take the air, shall I say, and we lost the exhaust from Mark and Craig's dad's car and had to deal with it. And I remember thinking afterwards, we dealt with that quite well. We're quite a good team under pressure. And it's proved very handy, that, in the last 20 years. Anyway, John, here it comes. This is a fantastic song. This is Nina Simone and her version of Cinnamon. I think it's marvellous.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord, all on that day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you, Dad, all on that day. I said, rock. So I ran to the river, it was bleeding, I ran to the sea, it was bleeding, I ran to the sea, it was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river, it was boiling, I ran to the sea, it was boiling, I ran to the sea, it was boiling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord. Go to the devil, the Lord said, go to
Nina Simone and Cinnamon. Thanks to John Osborne for recommending that. This next recording is from the Woodstock Festival, which was recorded in lots and lots of detail, and every few years gets reissued and remastered and reshuffled and resold. I have a 4-CD box set from the 25 years anniversary, so you can tell how long I've had it. It's fantastic. I think it's the best one. It's a 12-inch box set, and I don't know if you can still get it. The full title is 3 Days of Peace and Love. And Tim Hardin, If I Were a Carpenter, you hear him shout the first few lyrics because the crowd are applauding, and it's obviously important to him that he gets the lyric across the top of the crowd. But once they've settled down, listen to the expression in his vocal and marvel at the fact that they had the foresight to record that concert, and we can listen to it. How many years down the line is it? 40 years down the line, something like that. Here's Tim Hardin from Woodstock in 1969. Here's If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for loneliness, I save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were much poorer than you seem to see me, would you be sure I couldn't really be me? If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
BBC. Six. Music. Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, 'cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do. You know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are.
I thought we'd start the second hour with some unbridled positivity. There's Cat Stevens, and if you want to sing out, sing out. That was in the film Harold and Maude. If you've never seen that movie, it's fantastic. It's about a love affair between a depressive young man and a really sparky old lady. It's so beautiful. I recommend it. If you've never seen it, write it down. Get a pen. Get a pen. Harold and Maude. You've got to see it. It'll make the heart sing. Okay, Noah and the Whale next. This is a Song for Guy recommendation from Molly. Let me see if I can find... There we are. Molly says... She's from Southampton. She says, "Have a real soft spot for The First Days of Spring by Noah and the Whale from the album of the same name. It's a beautiful song that brings a tear to my eye every time. To me, it sounds a bit like the kind of fantastic sound you'd get if you combined Lamb Chop and the Tinder Sticks." Well, I must say, I absolutely love it. I like Noah and the Whale. I've always liked their stuff, but this particularly has grabbed me. It's fantastic. There is a swear in the song, which we're going to fuddle, in case you think there's something wrong with your wireless, just to protect little ears. And this is First Day of Spring from Noah and the Whale. Thank you so much, Molly.
Everyone has Like a cut down tree, I'll rise again, and I'll be bigger and stronger than ever before. If I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back. If I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back. Seed and every flower that grows upon the earth. And though I love you, and you know that, well, I no longer know what that's worth. But I'll come back to you in a year or so. Rebuild, ready to become all the person you believed in, all the person you used to love. If I'm still here hoping that you may come back. If I'm still here hoping that one day you may come back.
Much has been written, particularly recently, about the personal life of John Lemessurier, This quietly cynical, effortlessly witty gentleman has had his private life, and particularly his marriage to Hattie Jakes, scrutinised in a way that might have besmirched the career of a lesser man. But his performances, full of lugubrious, world-weary expressions of silent exasperation, coupled with a gentle, well-mannered snobbery, have endeared him to generations of film and television viewers who appreciate a more subtle form of comedy. One of the rare recorded examples of his singing is the marvellously snooty Cole Porter classic, Thank You So Much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. It might have been written for him with its superbly scathing description of the upper-class weekend from hell, delivered in mildly derisive tones as if he relishes every word. His performance is a true delight and a shining example of why, in the end, he will surely be remembered as the very model of a gentleman comedian. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Mrs. Lousborough Goodby gives weekends, and her weekends are not a success. But she asks you so often, you finally soften and end by answering yes. When I left Mrs. Lousborough Goodby's, the letter I wrote was polite, but it would have been bliss had I dared write her this. The letter I wanted to write. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for that infinite weekend with you. Quite disastrous. Thank you a lot, dear Mrs. LG. Thank you a lot. And don't be surprised if you suddenly find you're quietly shot. I'm afraid so. For the clinging perfume in that damp little room, for those cocktails so hot, and the bath that was not, those guests so amusing and mentally bracing, who talked about racing and racing and racing. For the ptomaine I got from your famous smoked salmon. For the fortune I lost when you took me back, Gavin. For that morning I spent with your dear but deaf mother. For that evening I passed with that bounder, your brother. And for making me swear to myself there and then never to go for a weekend again. It's not on, dear. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless. That was John LeMessurier, and Thank You So Much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Recommended to us by the Beckopedia. More of that next week. This next tune rocks and sleazes its way along. It was one of the first songs I ever heard by Tom Waits. I absolutely adore it. Listen to the lyrics. Here's Heart Attack and Vine. Thank you.
was here for her to take me back. Dr. Lawyer, beggar man, thief, feeling your remarkable looks all in disbelief. If you want to taste of madness, have to wait in line. Probably see someone you know for her to take me back. Born is high, China White, shorty paddle punk. You know there ain't no devil, that's just God when he's drunk. Well, this stuff will probably kill you, it's good another line. But you say you meet me down a heart attack and die.
Attack of Iron, of course, could be like a street reference, couldn't it? The way that they cross street names in America. Or it could be cocaine and wine. That's what I've always taken it as. Anyway, there's Tom Waits and Heart Attack and Vine. It was used that on a jeans advert, I believe, and Tom Waits sued because he hadn't given his permission. There you go. That was the rumour, anyway.
BBC.
Think you know Don Letts?
I'm all dub and reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now.
We have the drive and time on our hands.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done, and I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle, Saturday into Sunday, then your Sunday into Monday, with Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio, from midnight on 6 Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
He's a space nut, you know.
The Bees are an amazing band, year in, year out, finishing us with lovely albums. My favourite of all time is Sunshine Hit Me, probably because of the memories attached to it more than for the music. It's no more or less outstanding than all of their output, but it has a personal place in my heart. I absolutely love this tune. This is Lying in the Snow.
It's so just looking at it from the window. Only the young ones know. So why'd you make us sing this song?
Bees and Lying in the Snow. I think they produce a lot of their own records, the Bees. It certainly sounds that way to me. I must admit to having never checked the album sleeve, but they sound to me like a self-sufficient outfit, as indeed Elbow are. We've got our wonderful Craig producing our records. Amazing. Gomez were a band that were celebrated for their own recordings as well. And it put me in mind to play this tune, Here Comes the Breeze. We were really spurred on by their success because they'd made their own record. It set us off down that path, or it certainly helped us along that path. A wonderful record it is too. Here Comes the Breeze from Gomez.
Thank you. Gomez and Here Comes the Breeze. I absolutely love it. So, many moons ago, I was living with my dad, probably about a mile and a half away from Bury, something like that, maybe not even that far. And I used to walk into Bury every day and sit in the Met Cafe. It's called something else now. It might be called Automatic. It was certainly called that for a while. But it's a cafe underneath the Derby Hall, which is probably the big gig in Bury, actually, thinking about it. Seen some amazing bands there over the years, and played some pretty dodgy gigs, actually, as a young band there. But yeah, very much the place at the centre of Bury for musicians and artists and stuff. I used to go into Bury every day. I used to walk in with my Sony Walkman on and meet up with my friend Steve Maguire. Steve was a lovely man, a lovely, lovely man, who used to sit in there with me and do his cartoons and his doodles. He was a surrealist comic illustrator, really quite talented, an amazing man. He illustrated all John Cooper Clarke's books, if you've ever seen any of those. But he was a very good friend of mine, a very, very encouraging spirit as well. He used to egg me on to write poetry and to write lyrics, and we'd sit there all afternoon. I went to visit Steve after I'd not seen him for quite some time, and he was sat in there, and he had another group of young, aspiring arty types sat with him. Just a lovely, encouraging man. I like to think of him as some kind of guru, but he was also my very good friend. He died some years ago, and I'd like to dedicate this song to him, because I used to listen to it every day when I walked into Bury to meet up with Steve. It's exactly the right length to get from my dad's house to the Met Bar in Bury on foot. So picture a spotty, scrawny bloke with a journal under his arm, feeling quite slick to this tune. It's Grant Green and Ain't It Funky Now for my old friend Steve Maguire. Thank you. from a Blue Note compilation called So Blue, So Funky, Heroes of the Hammond, and that's Grant Green and Ain't It Funky Now. I think Grant Green was actually the guitarist, but it was his band anyway, and Ain't It Funky Now. It doesn't sound quite right. Doesn't sound quite right in my Lancashire accent, does it? Ain't It Funky Now, you know? It's got to be, Ain't It Funky Now, like that. Craig Charles could probably pull it off, eh? Bonnie Prince Billy, just for a change of tone. I've not heard this tune in ages, and despite the dark lyric, it's got something really quite chirpy about it. Can you tell generally that I'm in an excited mood? Here's A Minor Place.
Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Well, I put the shoes in line, separate the women and mine. As we do what we do fine, so victorious, so benign. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Only take the weather warm and the job. Scars of last year's storm rest like maggots on my arm. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Thank you, Mania, for the thought that all my loving can be bought. Was wisely in your gullet caught before my loyalty you saw. Well, I've been to a minor place, and I can say I face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Oh, it's not a desert, nor a web, nor a tomb where I lay dead. Minor in a sound alone. In my every joint, I thank the world it will anoint me if I show it how I hold it.
Bonnie Prince Billy from I See a Darkness. That was A Minor Place.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, An Inquiring Mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music and a good ear for gossip. It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On 6 Music.
You know where we live.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
I'm going to play something that's got quite a... How would you describe it? It's anthemic, but in a kind of dishevelled way. This really sort of... It feels like somebody peeling something off their heart for you, this song. It's from Bowerbirds. Amazing two albums they've put out. This song's called Northern Lights. Bowerbirds are extraordinary. The guy's got real passions that he sings about quite a lot. One of them being conservation. I think it's fair to say. One of Bowerbirds, his girlfriend or wife, is also an established painter in the States. And between the three of them, I have to say, they're probably the best-looking band in the world. Certainly one of the coolest-looking. Anyway, here they are. This is Bowerbirds. It's not about how they look. It's about how they sound. It's not a fashion parade. I used to get told that a lot. that makes it sound like... I was very fashionable as a child. I assure you I wasn't. But it isn't a fashion parade. That was, you know, if you'd altered your school uniform in order to make it cool. In fact, this is what they call a thread in radio, isn't it? How did you alter your school uniform to stand out? This is what I want to know. One of my favourite was to pick the threads out of the stripes on the school tie, so it made a very subtly different stripe to everybody else's. Another one was to tie it the wrong way round, so I had like a very thin kind of 80s mod tie instead of the normal fat one. And I used to deliberately stretch my jumper so it came way down below my knees. And I also used to wear incredibly baggy trousers, which was always amusing on a windy day. How did you alter your school uniform? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Anyway, Bowerbirds, Northern Lights.
I don't need from you a waterfall of careless praise, and I don't need a trophy for all the games I play, but all I want is your eyes. And I don't need you to catch my wandering mind, and I don't expect a southern girl to know the northern lights, and all I want is your eyes. Yes, I do need to know my place. In the morning as we wait for a
Amazing, eh? What a talented bunch. That was Bowerbirds and Northern Lights from their album Upper Air. If you missed the titles of any of these songs, you can go and look on my site. I think it says Show By Year on my page on the Six Music website. And you can get a list of pretty much every show I've done over the past 4 years here on Six Music, the greatest radio station in the world. Yeah, go and have a look, pick them up. Please buy your music, especially as a lot of the artists that I feature on the show need the money. They need the money to keep making music. Please buy your music, and please buy these people's music. This lady's no exception. This is Joanna Newsom from the album Have One On Me. This song's called Easy. An extraordinary voice. She's, of course, playing the harp on this song as well. Extraordinary. More than a passing nod to Kate Bush in this song as well. But take it on its own merits. It's a very, very beautiful number. Once again, this is Joanna Newsom and Easy.
Easy. Easy. My man and me. We could rest and remain here. Easily. We are tested. The bone by the river, and in the river made a light. I'm your little life giver. I will give my life. Haven't you seen what I've seen? Don't you know what you ought to do?
Oh,
Wonderful. Well, there we go. That was Joanna Newsom and Easy. And it brings us to the end of the show for another week. I think the next one I make, I'll be out and about on the road. I'll have plenty of other members of the band and crew to pick on, if that's how the mood takes me. Please keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in. Let me know where you are and who you are and what you're doing when you're listening to the show as well. If you're listening from abroad especially, I get a real thrill out of that. But I'm thrilled to hear from you, whether you're from down the road in Salford or whether you're on the other side of the world. Do keep them coming in. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
Tomorrow is on its way.